Mitzvahs. Mir Hashem will cover five of the six laven of tzedakah today. One is to save one because it requires further analysis. Lo tielo kinoshet. So Reish Chaf Tes. Piziranu me ozov halavim. Right. Sham lecha pintazo v'salavim kol yemechad masecha. Listen to the mechayiv. Me ozov halavi. And the Rambam specifies v'halim mehem nesinas chukeyam v'samchem beregel. So two particular applications. But the aziva is the mechayiv, to abandon people. You cannot abandon people. This is part of what we talked about yesterday, especially people who are vulnerable. Arba shalid, levi, v'ger the yasim, the almana. Reish lamed. Hisiranu shalid bo amasos v'shnas ha-shmita. This is, of course, shmita's k'safim. V'yishvatu kulam yachdav. That interesting word in the Rambam, yachdav. Right? The shmita in general is about leveling the playing field. There's supposed to be a sense of, and the Isser is Hanig Behan Midig Baal Bayis, for a person to imagine that he's really the owner. This, of course, reaches the apotheosis in Yovel, just like we talked about Ger B'Toshav, Anochim Achem, of dialectic in terms of the rest of society, of a dialectic clap, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you have a familiar relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an Av Ben relationship. At the same time, Ger, we recognize Kili Haaretz, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate owner. And so after the Shemitah year is completed, we have Shemitah's Ksafim. Again, it's only Din Darai, so the Ram goes on to say when the Yovel is knowing, because it's really about this idea of total recognition of divine ownership. Shenamar kol Shamor kol Baal Mashiach Ado v'lo yigos Esra'eu v'esachiv ki kara Shemitah l'Hashem. So again, lo yigos Esra'eu v'esachiv. Always pay attention to Dinei Tzedaka, the use of the term achiv. This is a familial matter. Okay. V'zein chayovim b'yom yitorah l'beretz yisrael b'yishet yav sham shmitas karka v'tzolomar yobel u'mi d'rabban adiyas chayiv chen b'chol makum b'chol zman v'einu mutar lagus ha'maso shavla b'shviyas aval yishamein. Now again, it's still a mitzvah for a person to pay you back. It's still the right thing to do, but you cannot actively collect. K'variz varo mishat ha'mitzv zo b'shviyas. Reish slav min aleph. Hizir miyonei alios lehalvos al tzaseinu. So this obviously corresponds to the asay kuf sadi zayinim kesav talveh asami. So hizir miyonei lehalvos al tzaseinu b'nei ha-shmit. Oh, excuse me. This is specifically with Shemitah. Kedei shalei yisham tu achov. Hu amar o hisham alecha peni adavarim levavcha v'liya'al. V'lashon sifrei. Hishamer b'lo sasei, pen b'lo sasei. So it's a double lav. It's only counted as one. Hishamer lecha pen. Double lav. Yelling libavcha. So again, the emphasis on the lev, more on that in a second. Devar b'liyal lemor. Why is it compared to Avodah Zarah? I think there's a total usurpation of the Shemitah. The whole idea of Shemitah, as we said, is to level the playing field. So could we imagine a situation, and this is why Hillel had to make the puzzle, could you imagine a situation where the Shemitah, instead of becoming a source of relief for the Aniyam, become a source of anxiety for them? Because they know, oh, the closer Shemitah gets, the less a chance I have of getting a loan, the less chance I have of getting tzedakah. That would be a terrible thing. That would border on Avodah Zarah. Because again, the entire idea of Shemitah is recognizing divine ownership of the land. That's why we use the term Bili'al, Ein Bili'al, Eloshon Avodah Zarah, Yatsu Anashim B'nei Bili'al, the irani dachas. Reish lamed veiz hisiranu shalom neotzdaka v'harchava. Remember, we noted it twice yesterday. Harchava. It's not just a question of financially, but b'matzor v'matzok. A person is in dire straits. They're constrained. So we have to be marchiv lahem. Me'achenu. Every word here is so consistent with the basic motif of tzdaka me'avyonim. Asher neidani yam v'yocholtenu lahachzik lahem. We can help them. V'amaro lo se'ametz ezlevavcha. Critical line, maybe the most important line we'll see in the Rambam today, again in Isser Reish Lamed Beis. V'ze azhara miliknos midas hakilos ve'achzarios. This is about the Kula and the Chumra. It's obviously telling you, as the Rambam says in Parak Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva, you know, al tomar tshena tshuva lo me'aver sheish van ma'isa, rather, right, the deos haraos, and those are even more fundamental. So achzarios and kilos, lo sametes levavcha, a Jewish person cannot harden his heart, right? The Rambam says numerous times, "In achzarias mitzriya leba'akum," and a person doesn't manifest rachmanos, vayshanos, and gemilos chasadim. We have to be choshesh for their yichus. So this specific lav, lo se'ametzes lebavcha, is deeply rooted about something much broader in terms of character. Miliknos midas hakilos v'achzarias. And finally, Reish Lamed Gimel, and again, we'll save Reish Lamed Dalet for tomorrow. Hizir mishloach avet every reikam sheyetzi lecheres v'sof sheyshanim aval nanikeo davar mehonenu. Al kolpanim vam rabbi chisalchenu chavshim eimach. Lo sishalchenu reikam. Hanik tanik lo. Again, this corresponds to mitzvah sasei. Kuf tzadiva. Bukvaris varo mishritim hanaka. Perak alv mikidushin. So again, we have basically the flip side of all of the assays that we talked about. Pasoach tiftach versus lo sametzes yadcha. Lo sametzes levavcha. Kuf tzadivav hanik tanik lo. With obviously lo sishalchenu. And kufta design im kesef talveh sami, that we have responsibility to give a halva, so that corresponds to Reish Lamed Aleph here, especially in the context of the Shemitah, that we're going to be particular concerned peni yayim levavcha devarar b'liyah lemor karvash nasa shevash nasa Shemitah. Of course, we have added on to that hisham lecha pentazo v'salevi. Remember, we emphasize the term of abandonment, that a person is in need. Not to be sensitive to that need is a form of abandonment of a person. We cannot abandon people. That connects to the theme of Leket Shechon Peah, as discussed. And then again, Reish Lamed, that the Shemitah has to allow us to give people a fresh start. So again, once the Shemitah comes, Lo Yigos Esra'eu Vesachiv, Ki Kara Shemitah LaHashem, we can no longer continue to pressure the person, even though the person should do the right thing. And continue to make restitution. Okay, so God willing, we'll pick it up tomorrow via recording. Reish Lamed Dalet.